We are going to start Igaros HaKodesh tonight. I think that when we started, Tanya, I shared with you that in the back of Peleoyetz, Zeder Motala writes a letter to my great-grandfather, wherein he gives him advice about which Svarim he should learn. And it's a very interesting selection of Svarim that he chooses there. Right, Maranayim, Or HaMeir, Be'er Mayim Chaim, and Sefer HaTanya from cover to cover. I was always curious about the from cover to cover part of it. And when I began looking at these letters, I think I understand why he wanted to stress the from cover to cover. Because, due to the fact that this last section of Tanya is a collection of letters, the style is completely different, and there seems to be a fair amount of material which is not necessarily critical information, unless you're a Lubavitcher who darshans every word and every period and so on. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to look for the essence of what I think he's pointing at, and that's what we're going to study. So I apologize up front for being an apikaris.
Can't apologize.
No?
All right. Some video.
Daf Kuf Beis. Hayischin bibracha. So this is the first letter. I'm opening with a bracha. Levarech ulahidis lashem kitayv. To bless and to thank to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it is good. You'll see in a minute why he uses that language. Shmua Toiva Shama, I have heard great news, Uschi Nafshi, and it's infused me with life. Because Ein Toiv Ela Toira, when I use the words Toiv, Ki Toiv, Toiv Chazal Talas refers to Toira. Toira Hashem Tamima. The Torah of Hashem, which is complete, and I'm referring to Zu Hashlamas Kol Hashas Kulay. I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that, and the they write here in the footnotes, they have the earlier letters that he refers to, which are actually printed later, where he made demands of the Chassidim that they are to learn and finish Shas. So in each Shtibel in each Mesmerdash, he wanted all of Shas finished, and they reported back to him that they indeed concluded and fulfilled his instructions. He was very excited with the fact that they filled Biroivi Yorois in most of the cities, Uminyanim, and the various Minyanim Me'anash, which stands for Anche Shlomeinu, meaning I ask that Shas be learned. By the way, for those of you who may need some clarity here, Shas refers to the areas of Nigla of Torah, okay? So it's very clear that the Baal HaTanya was placing a huge emphasis, as he does in his Shulchan Aruch on Hilchos Talmud Torah, about the learning of the revealed areas of Torah. You can't, no one will ever be able to claim that the Baal HaTanya was promoting exclusive study of Kabbalah and Chassidus. Haidal Avar. I am making a praise for the past. Uba kosha ala asid. I'm very happy that you guys finished Shas, but I am asking that it repeat itself annually. Koyitin v'chayosif Hashem la'ameitz libam b'gibayin midei shana b'shana. I want this done in the shtiblach every single year. I want each minion to finish Shas. Now, minyan, by the way, did not necessarily mean that there was 10 people in the minyan, okay? These minyanim, I assume, were larger than 10 people. And I want to become known through you, my chassidim, the power of Torah Shebal Peh and its incredible strength. As Pirish Shlema Melech Alav Shalom, he darshens on Chagra Ba'iz Masnaya, that we say in Eish Yisrael. Masnayim are the thighs. Hem Dover HaMaimid Kol HaGuf. He refers to Torah Shebal Peh as the masnayim. They are that part of the body that support the entire structure, the guf imaroish, even with the big head, hanitza v'hemed aleim, that stands upon them. This is very reminiscent, and I saw this recently again. It's just kedai in these times to repeat. I've shared this with you in the past, that Remendel Rimenever said that our generation is referred to as Ikvus in the Mashiach. We are the heel, right? So in the structure of history, the Ovis were the mind, they were the Moyach, the Lev, and so on. And the insult to our times, of the times right before Mashiach, is that we are referred to as Ikvus in the Mashiach. We're the heel. So generally, it's a big put down. So Mendel Remenover said, yes, it is true, we are Ikvus of the Mashiach, but we dare never forget that it is upon the Ekev that the entire structure stands. And if, God forbid, the heel fails, the head and the heart fall as well. So the Masnayim maybe are not the coolest part of the body, but it is upon them that everything stands. Vehem, what's more? Vehem ha-melichim, ha-mevi-yamayisim, ha-mechayis cheftzoi. Torah Shebalpeh, the Talmud, is that which brings a person and gets him there. So the Masnayim are not only the formidable part of the structure of the human body, but they are also that part of the human body that gets people to go somewhere. And that's the function of the Limud of Torah Shebalpeh. Ukemoyishu begashmis haguf, just like it is physically, kachu bebchinas ruchnias hanefesh or the kis. We must understand that it does the same for the spiritual component. Now, there is a masnayim, which interestingly is referred to in Pasach Eliyahu and in other places, that when you want to look at the every physical component of the body has a spiritual component that corresponds to it. And the Masnayim are the two Yerechayim are Emunah Vashem. So they are the Emunah, right, is the pillar upon which everything else stands. What is Emunah, though? So most of us, you know, the belief in one God. Well, the Baal Tanya has a very specific definition of Emunah. We've had it here in Tanya, and he elaborates greatly upon it in Likutei Torah, and that is that the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world is not part of Emunah. He says only an idiot can deny the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world and that there's a purposeful creation. That's not what Emunah is. What's Emunah? So he explains, Amunah ha'amitis b'Hashem echod ein soif baruch hu de'iyu memali kolamin v'soiviv kolamin. Emunah is the understanding, the conviction that the Ribbono Shel Olam suffuses the entirety of the world and envelops v'leis asar ponim minei, and that there is no place void of Hashem's presence. L'mayla den keitz, whether we are referring to heavenward infinitely, Ulamata aden tachlis, or below in the seas, below and so on, v'chein l'dalet sitrim, in all four directions, v'bkinis and soif mamish. So that's in space. V'chein, we must also understand, v'bkinis shana v'nefesh ki yedua, the same is true in time. Time is a creation as well. And in soul. So this emunah of the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam creates on an ongoing basis and he suffuses all of creation, that's Emunah. Now, hine Emunah zu nikre b'shem b'chinas masnayim. This Emunah is referred to as the masnayim dover hamaymid u'mekayim es ha-roish. It is that which sustains and holds up the head, hu ha-seichel, referring to the intellect, that component of the human being that has the ability to contemplate and to really wrap one's mind around godly concepts. Olam Shana V'Nefesh. That is, that we can contemplate godly ideas on all three of these levels. We should be contemplating that the Ribbono Shel Olam creates time, space, and soul. Okay? Now, once more, we should be contemplating that due to his great abundant chesed and his wonders with us, lias am kiroiva, to be his chosen nation. Ulidavka boy mamish kinoida. So now he throws in another thing, and that is the privilege that Klal Yisrael have to connect and to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, literally boy mamish. So he's going to draw a contrast. A contrast which is really a simple pshat in a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Yofa sha'achas b'tshuva ma'asim tovim ba'olam hazeh mikol chayei olam haba. 1 hour, so translate 1 moment, in tshuva and good deeds in this world is greater than all the pleasure of the world to come. Now, how can that be? First of all, the Mishnah, a moment later, says, the same Mishnah says that Yofa Kurdis Ruach, 1 hour of Kurdis Ruach in Olam Haba is greater than all of the pleasure contained in this world. You're all familiar with Rav Dessler's extrapolation on that, that it doesn't just mean one person's pleasure in this world. It means all of the pleasures from the beginning of time to the end of time experienced by all human beings. So 1 hour of Olam Haba is greater than all that pleasure. And yet it says here that 1 hour of tshuva and ma'asim tovim in this world is better than all of that pleasure. Why? So he explains, shuhurak ziv v'ha'ara, because Olam Haba, the Chazal described by the Maba, tzaddikim yoishvim v'nehenim miziv hashchina, that tzaddikim sit and bask and enjoy the rays of the Shechina. So that pleasure is only ziv, is only a ray v'ha'ara, or a reflection mibchinis hanikra Shechina hashoichin. It's only a reflection of the Shechina. What's more, Chazal tell us that Olam Haba is nivra biyud. The first yud, Mishma Yizbarach. So, avot tshuva u'maisim tovim. But when a Jew is involved in this world in tshuva, which is a mitzvah, u'maisim tovim and good deeds, is mikarvin Yisrael aviyam shebashamayim mamish. That's not a ray. That's not a person who's basking in some reflection of a reflection like Olam Haba is. That is a person who is literally connected Laviyam Shaba Shemaim Limohu Saiviats Musa Kaviyachal. It means a person who is literally connected to the essence and the being of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that means, Bibchinus Ein Soif Mamish, in an infinite way. The Ribbono Shel Olam said, I want you to put on tefillin. And when we put on tefillin, we are connected not to some ray and not to some other side benefit. We are at that moment connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is, he says, we say this every day in Pesukah de Zimra. His ray, his shine, his beauty is upon heaven and earth. But Vayoram Keren Liamoy, his nation, Klal Yisrael, have a much greater benefit than anything like that. What's the greater benefit? Asher Kiddushonu b'mitzvos v'tzivonu, that we're literally connected to him. Ukamayim apanim the panim, meaning that when a person contemplates, look at what's going on here. Look at the privilege we have, and how many times can we do a mitzvah a day? How many mitzvahs can we do in a single day? Thousands upon thousands of mitzvahs. If we just contemplate and think about it, every word, every dibur of divrei Torah, every moment of hizbonus, of ahavas Hashem, a yiras Hashem. So every single one of those moments is a dveikus bo yizbarach, is literally a connection. It's not a benefit, it's not some ray, right? So he says, if a person contemplates this concept, ukemayim apanim apanim, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much that he gave us the ability to connect him in such a deep way. So it should, the result of it should be that should give birth, and we talked about this the whole first sefer of Tanya, was that this contemplation should result in at least an intellectual love, even if we can't generate emotional love, okay, because we're thick and we're you know, corrupted. But intellectually, at least, we should be able to say, I should be loving. I should be appreciating this unique opportunity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. Or if somebody's very lucky, they're able to arouse their inner natural love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Page 204. Leo is bebchinas tzok liba mal Hashem, that we should be able to cry out in love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I bebchinas rish be'esh v'shalev es'azor. There should be a natural burning desire to bebchinas rotzoiv achach bebchinas shoiv. Then we run towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we get frightened and we return back and we recede. Lias pachad Hashem b'liba, because the ahavas Hashem is going to result in yiras Hashem, that there's a trembling there. V'levosh migdulosai, and to be embarrassed as we would be in the presence of an awesome person, to be ashamed to be in the company of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We find that interesting this week with there's all this talk in this week's parasha about Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen was boish. Aaron HaKohen, due to his past, had this inborn natural shame of approaching the Mizbeach. And one of the Mefarshim talks about the contrast between Aaron HaKohen's hesitation to approach the Mizbeach and the Nesiim's jumping forward with their gifts, which were virtually halachically unfounded. Achatos, Ktairis, all these things. And then they draw this fascinating contrast that Aaron was jealous of their azus, of their chutzpah de kedusha. Where does a person come up with that kind of gall to be able to come over with a carbon that wasn't requested? So the natural stage is for a person to shrink in that presence. Upkinis small daicha. This is the concept of us feeling the distance. Kameshik sibimat in Torah. This already has a precedence by Matan Torah itself. The pasuk there says, "Vayar ha'om." The nation saw what was going on. Ve'anu, and they trembled. Ve'amdu merochek. They stood at a distance. Ve'hein b'chinas hazroyos ve'haguf shevenefesh. And this is the concept of before you had the masnayim, ahav and yira are the zroyos. They are the arms. Now, so he says, why am I bringing this up now? I'm talking to you about learning Torah Shebaal Peh, and here I'm kicking into Emunah. What's the relationship? Says the Baal Tanya, Ach mihu anois in koyach v'oiz lebchines masnayim. Who is the giver? What gives the strength to these thighs? Lahamidu l'kayim ha'roish v'azroyes, to be able to hold up for the emunah to actualize, who esik v'limud halachos b'Torah Shebaal Peh. The study of Torah Shebaal Peh, in the fashion that we have it, the Talmud, Shulchan Aruch, and so on, that gives this power. Wow, shehi b'chinas gilui rotzen ha'elyon, because it is the revelation of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's inner Ratzon. What is Torah Shebaal Peh? Torah Shebaal Peh are all the details, all the halachas that relate to Hashem's mitzvahs, right? That's what do you look at the Daf Gemara? What is it? Whether it's Chesha Mishpat or it's Yeridei, whatever Chedek it is helping us understand the Ratzon Hashem. That's what it is. I mean, that's what Torah Shebaal Peh is all about. So he says, "De'iraisa, because Torah mechachma hidanafkes. Torah comes from the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avol mikira visharsha, but the root and the source of Torah Shebaal Peh, hu lemayla mibchinas chachma, It comes from a much deeper place than Chachma. Chachma can be grasped. But there's something deeper than Chachma. What is that? That which is the source of Chachma for all beings. If you think about it, anything we want to explain about ourselves, the way we operate, is based in our Rotzen. Rotzen is deeper than Chachma. Chachma can be changed. You can change somebody's opinion. You're never going to get a person to change their likes and dislikes. It'll take years and years and years. I was in a flower shop last week, you know, one of these gardening centers. So I said to the guy, what's the percentage of men versus women that shop here? Because I noticed that I was the only male in the entire place. So I just never had paid attention to it. He said, it's 90-10. Go into Radio Shack, and you'll notice exactly the opposite. Why? Because those are things that are hardwired. Those are things that go to Ratzon. The Rebbeinu Shlom refers to Ratzon as a crown. Where does a crown sit? He says, that which is Ratzon is not in the head, it's on the head. It's deeper than Chachma. Chachma is in the head. It's in the mind. It's in the intellect. Ratzon is a crown that sits on the head. It's above the head. Say Chazal v'chein hashen alach is b'chol yom. We know that we say it in by Enkel Kedah that somebody is shen alach is b'chol yom is muftach leishu ben oylem haba. V'zeu chagra ba'oiz masneha. She holds with strength. Masneha in oiz ala teira. Oiz in this case refers to teira. She'in esenes kayach va'oiz. It is teira shebal peh that gives the power to the masnayim achagurim umudavashim ba l'chazek ula'amid zroyesel. To give strength and power to what? Now he refers not only to the masnayim, but to the arms. If a person wants to strengthen their ahava and their yira and their emuna, open a gemara. That's how a person develops that strength. Ach. Here we go. And this is going to baffle anyone's mind who knows what happens in Chassidus Shabbat and Midrashim throughout the world. This is one of the greatest disappointments that you'll see for yourself. I was devastated when I learned this. Ach eis uzman hachizuk v'imutz hazroyes v'haroish. But the time and the place for the strengthening of the love and the fear and the seichel, hishas tefillah, is the time of davening. Tefillah is hashachar, specifically shachars. Why then? Shishas rachamim, because morning time is a time of mercy. Ve'es rotzayin ha'elyon l'mayla, it's a tremendous time to appeal for heavenly mercy. Ulezois Oisa Avakesh, he's making a personal plea. Mimavakshe Hashem, from all those who yearn for Hashem, Yavinu Vyaskilu Yachtov, they should work and understand together. Vilios Lizikarem Beninam, they should keep before their eyes at all times. Kol Masha Kasavti Aleim Ishtakad Bichlal, everything I wrote to you last year. Again, that's that letter on where he appeals to them to daven together, to learn together. Ubifrat, but specifically, me'inyan kavanas hatfila me'umka deliba, to please, I plead with you to daven from the depth of your heart. Yoim yoim yidushun Hashem, each and every day, to search out Hashem b'chol libam b'chol nafsham, with all of your energy, with all of your soul, v'nafsham tishtapech kemayim, pour your hearts out. Nechach pnei Hashem. Ukamar mechazal b'sifri. And how much do I want you to pour your heart out? Like the Sifri says, ad mitziyah nefesh, till you feel like you're going to expire. And he's not referring to how long the davening is taking. That's not the expiration he's talking about. He's talking about the work that he puts into it. Okay, so here he's talking about the work. Okay, here he goes. Now up to the next to the top page. Or up to the top of the next page. Va'ata, hapam, and now this time, hinini Yosef Shenis Yodi v'Toisvus Biru Bakosha. I'm going to add a second appeal with greater elaboration. Ubakosha Kfula, and I'm going to double my request. Shtucha Uprusha Defnei Kol Anche Shloimim. I'm laying it out before anybody who wants to consider themselves close to me. Whether you're near or far, likayim aleihem, to accept upon themselves, shekol yemei achol, that all the weekdays, lo yerdu lifnei hateva bali asokim shein lem penai kol kach, do not send over working people to the amud who don't have time to daven. Rak oisam sheyesh lem penai, the bali tefila should be people who have the time. Either the teachers, or the Kohel guys who are being supported by their fathers and shvers, who can spend for a shachris, erech, shah, umechza, lepachus, a minimum of an hour and a half for a shachris.
Yeah, but if all the people
asokim
are davening in the minyan, they're not
going to
stay either.
So right. They're not going to stay. He's saying that therefore that should not, you know, that they end up with separate minyanim. Mm-hmm. Or they come, you know, at a certain point in the davening and leave at a certain point in the davening. Or they try it once a week, and the other days they, you know, there are ways of dealing with it.
What does it mean by tefillah shachris? From Pesukei
Zimra? No, from the beginning.
From
Anachas? Anachas tefillah until Aleinu, or as they say, Altira. Yeah.
That's extra.
Yeah. Mehem yayir lefnei teva. I want the balei tefila to be people who have the time to spend al pi agayro. And this is the other thing. Meaning, I don't want chiyuvim davening. I don't want sheni yidin davening. I don't want rich people davening. I want it done either according to a lottery, al pi ritzui aroiv, or if there's one really geshmak about tefila, the Bavaruv used to choose. He had one guy who he just loved the way he davened. He loved his pace. He loved his voice. He's still davening the Bismedish now. Mm-hmm. It's like a guy. And the guys were chiyuvim davened another minyanim. Mm-hmm. And interestingly, he says this guy should gather around him. Kol asmucha mashalchan aviyim, the kala guys. I'm alam them or the teachers. Sheyuchlu la'arich kabayu, can take the time out like him. Bibal Yeshuna, and I don't want this change, Navana, I plead and beg you. So make it, set it up right. If you can't do it every day, that's fine. But the minion should be set up as a correct minion. Where do you find this? I had it one time only. As an established thing. I was davening in Kiryas Yoel. It was summertime, and I ended up passing through Monroe, New York, where they have a massive minion factory. And I knew that I had, if I wanted to dive in the minion factory, I would dive in, especially during the summer when I was up there. I had nothing pushing me, so I spent time davening. So I started a half hour ahead. I figured that way, and Yishtabach ain't coming this year. It just so I went outside and looked by the door. And the sign on the door said, this minion davens slowly. There were like 10 minyanim factories, you know, the signs. There were a minimum of 150 people in this minion. Who they daven there daily, an hour and a half for shachris. Couldn't believe it. Now comes the ultimate insult. Ach, b'Shabbos is v'yamim toivim. But when it comes to Shabbos and Yontif, shigam kol balib asokim yashlim p'nai, that nobody can have the excuse that they need to go to work. Everybody, even the business people, have time. Shas hakoyisha laharech b'tfilosom, and there's an opportune time to daven long, b'kavonas libom and apshim l'Hashem, to pour their hearts out and their focus on davening. V'adarabba, then Aleya Mutul be Yeser says, he says quite the contrary. Then it's the Davka, the Bali Asokim, who should be leading the davening, not the Kailo guys who have time to daven all week. Shabbos, the davening should focus on allowing the Bali Asokim to finally have their expression of yearning.
And so he'll pick back
at it. Right. Where am I getting this from? He says it's from Shulchan Aruch, that it says that people who work all week long should spend Shabbosim in Ruchnias. He says, if you don't like Shulchan Aruch, let's go back to the Chumash. Like it says in the Chumash, Sheishis Yomim Tavoid. Means Shabbos should be a day for God. Well, the Zeis, for this reason, they too should daven by the Omid, b'Shabbos v'yontif, al pi agoidel, by a lottery, a b'ritzu yarev, k'me shikosav, the yishtaka, like I wrote to last year. U'kigoynda, finishes the Baltanya. Tzorich lo yidoya. I need to notify you. I have every intent to send spies to all the minyanim. B'seisa leida uloidia. I'm letting you know up front. Call me she'ev shaloi. Anybody who has the ability. V'chol mi she'yesh le'pnai and has the time la'arech ul'ayin b'tfilo. Meaning, he says, I can't have a taina to a guy who's got to be at work. But for somebody who has the time to lengthen and to be ma'ayin, to look into davening, but he's lazy, I am going to distance him. I will push him away with both hands. When he comes to me, the Shemaya Dibbe the Kimchaim, to hear words of Torah. And obviously from the rejection you understand what the welcome will be for the people who are investing in it. To those who listen it will be sweet. Upon them should come the brokers of goodness. This was not warm and fuzzy chassidus. I was listening today to Rabbi Reisman. So he says that I have to find the letter that Remendel Vitebska writes in his letters, that there was a lot of talk in his time about the miracles that the Rebbes did and that kind of stuff. So he says, he writes there, that all the years that he was by his Rebbe, by the Magid, he said, in 10 years, he said, maybe I met two or three people that came with a bakasha, that came with a request for a cure or for something. He says, it was all about avoda. Everything, the entire focus was we came to him to learn how to connect to the Rebbeinu Shlaim. This, all this business about the purpose of coming to tzaddikim, to get brachas and yeshuas and all those kinds of things, he says, was completely secondary to the purpose of having a relationship with the tzaddik, was to learn from him how to be an Eved Hashem. And that certainly you see here, he was not playing around. You want a relationship, here are the terms.
Where is he that he wrote this letter and who did he send
it? He sent it out to the Shtiblach all over the place. Yeah. So it created a revolution. There were Shtiblach throughout Lita, and White Russia. And you see, he refers to the minyanim because they made their own separate minyanim. But the purpose in the minyanim were to make sure that the davening was different, that it was categorically a different davening. So there's two main chidushim that come out of here. Number one is we're always looking for etzes for emuna. He tells us what the etz is. Opening Gemara. That's where one develops. emunah. It comes from Torah Shebal Peh. And the second nekuda is that we cannot underestimate the time that it's going to come to fruition is Shas Tefillah Shachar. It's at the time of Shachris. That's when we kind of make the withdrawal. That's where a person can benefit from the work that they put in. Again, it's interesting that you find this tension both here and in Paleoyetz, which is largely to a large degree based upon this, of the learning before and after davening. There's a great emphasis placed in some places on the learning done before davening, and in other places that without the tefillah beforehand, that the davening cannot be a true tefillah. So that's another issue that we'll, Mirat Hashem, get into in the future. All right, we'll take it up from here, Mirat Hashem. Next Wednesday night, same channel, same time. And go and pick up all the old Shiurim and Torah anytime.
Good evening, Rabbi.
Yeah. Especially.